This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 30 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, is a regenerating system, designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you want to wean yourself or a loved one off their meds and on a good nutritional supplement program, again, we can help you at 844-236-6010. And, of course, if you have a success story you'd like to share or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side. If you're interested in checking out the Youngevity products, purchasing Youngevity products, or joining the Bright Side Ben team, if you're entrepreneurially minded, if you want to start yourself a business and make some money helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, if you're the kind of person that wants to change lives and impact other people at the most fundamental level, that is the level of health, and if you're business minded, I would encourage you to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can have your own business and enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business, make your own hours, make as much, as little or as much money as you want, and some folks are making quite a bit of money helping folks at the most fundamental level, and that is the level of health using nutritional supplements. We make it real easy. Call 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Bright Side Ben phone team. They can give you the scoop, and you can also order products at 866-735-2470, or you can head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and order products off the website as well. If you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products, please go to truthtreatments.com. That's truthtreatments.com. Make sure you look at our Retinol 5% gel as well as our Truth Serum, Truth Balm, and Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream at truthtreatments.com. Okay, we've been talking about connective tissue, the nature of connective tissue. I think this is such an important subject. It's something you could just talk about forever, really, because the connective tissue exemplifies the idea that all disease is cell disease, and understanding the nature of the connective tissue really reveals the fallacy of the highly deified and respected medical model that has done nothing to thwart our chronic degenerative disease crisis. In fact, it has presided over an epidemic that is of epic and biblical proportions. Chronic degenerative diseases account for trillions of dollars in healthcare costs and uncountable amounts of misery, or impossible to assess amounts of misery. And I'm talking diabetes and Alzheimer's disease. And I have a personal, by the way, connection to dementia. My dad has dementia. And it is absolutely horrible. And I go see him in the nursing home, and I see the kind of food they feed him. And I'm not allowed to give him supplements. I know some Beyond Tangy Tangerine can make all the difference in the world. But because we have this idea that diseases are localized to specific structures of the brain, specific structures of the body, it never dawns on us that there's an underlying pathology that unifies all disease. There's underlying breakdowns that unify all diseases. The nature of the connective tissue exemplifies this idea. All diseases have a connective tissue basis. All of them. Chronic degenerative disease, by definition, has a connective tissue basis. And your diagnosis doesn't matter. This is a hallmark idea, what I call the bright side philosophy, from a healing perspective, which the body is fully equipped to do. The body is a healing system, regenerating system. From a regenerating and healing system perspective, your diagnosis doesn't matter. Diagnosis is a delusion. It's a fallacy, and this is why no one reverses their chronic degenerative diseases by going to a diagnosis specialist, i.e. a doctor. That's what a doctor is, a diagnosis specialist. He's trained in diagnosis. And this is why there's this big taboo. Ooh, I'm not allowed to diagnose. I can't diagnose. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose. Well, you don't need a diagnosis. Not from a healing and reversal perspective. Doctors are obsessed with it, and for good reason, really, because when this idea of diagnosis came out in the 16th and 15th centuries, it represented an advance over the superstitious ideas of doctors of the Middle Ages and the Dark Ages, who used to blame evil humors or little elves that shot arrows at you. So the idea that there was a diagnostic basis, diagnosis by the way means through knowledge, diagnosis, the idea that there was this knowledge basis that could help us understand the disease process, it represented a revolutionary advance for human beings of the 13th and 14th century. Today it's backwards. Today it's primitive. Today it does not serve us, except it serves an entrenched medical model that serves itself. An entrenched medical model that could care less about the individual, except as far as the individual supports it. That's right, I'm sorry. The medical model is not here for us people. It's there for itself, as all models and institutions are. The government's not there for us either, by the way. And your lawyers and the legal system, that's not there for us either. Nothing is there for the individual if it's based in the institution. I always say the institution versus the individual, and the medical model represents the institution. It represents the establishment, and it's not there to make individuals better. That's not its role. Its role is to extract as much lucre and resources as it can from us. That's its role, to perpetuate itself. And if we happen to get better, which happens rarely, that's gravy. So your diagnosis doesn't matter if you want to get better. And this makes sense if we understand the nature of the connective tissue, the nature of the fundamental building blocks or the fundamental components of how we all break down. Your diagnosis doesn't matter. Knowledge is power. Diagnosis through knowledge, yes. Knowing something about the body is power, but the problem is the diagnosis knowledge, the knowledge that we get when we're diagnosed, is not about the chemistry of the body. It's not about what's happening in the body. The diagnosis is just a classification. The diagnosis is just so we can get coded into the computer. And so that our physician doesn't have to think about what's happening in the body. He can go to his little magic book and see what kind of protocols he give for this kind of diagnosis. When we get diagnosed, it's not the underlying cause or the pathology, the breakdown itself that's being addressed. It's not the starvation and suffocation and toxification that's being addressed. That's all disease, folks. Starvation, suffocation, intoxication, all of it. Disease is based on a lack of nutrition, disease is based on a lack of oxygen, and disease is based in toxicity. And this is not a medical issue. When we get diagnosed, nobody's talking about the starvation, suffocation, intoxication. They're talking about the symptoms. They're talking about the pain for the most part, because that's what most symptoms are. Or sometimes they have the nerve to treat things that don't even have symptoms, just in case. For the most part, if we're going to treat a symptom, we treat pain, or maybe we treat swelling, or maybe we treat inflammation, or maybe we treat a jacked up immune system, or we resort to poisoning things. This is another wonderful strategy of the medical model. Somehow or another, this is supposed to be helpful. Poisoning the heart if you have high blood pressure or arrhythmia.
electrocuting the heart, burning it, cauterizing it, killing it. If the heart is freaked out, or taking out things, taking out the thyroid. If your thyroid is freaked out so badly, it's got Graves' disease, and because it's so freaked out because of all the toxicity and lack of nutrition and lack of oxygen, your thyroid goes crazy, your metabolism goes crazy. Oh, I got the solution. Let's take the thyroid out. This is the medical model. We poison things, we remove things, we radiate things. And if you believe the medical model, well, you drank the Kool-Aid, folks. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side.
Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, business, formulations, ingredients, skin health questions, something you may have read about, heard about, been told about your body or about health or about drugs or about nutrition, we're here for you to help clarify the confusion. Nutrition can be very confusing. Health can be confusing. It shouldn't be. How the body works is really a simple matter. You feed it the good stuff, you don't put the bad stuff in, and the body does the rest. Nonetheless, we got an epidemic of bodily breakdown that is not just a concept or an idea, but it's agony and misery, not just for the people who have it, but for the people who live with the people that have it. And it is tragic beyond belief because the body's designed to heal. The body is designed to recover and regenerate and renew. And this is why I rail against the medical model. By the way, I hope nobody here is hearing me rip on individual doctors. Individual doctors, for the most part, are well-meaning, good people. They're kind people. They want to help. It's the model. It's the institution which they are victims of themselves. You know, if a physician goes outside the box with a protocol to treat a health challenge, he can go to jail. He can lose his license. He can lose his malpractice insurance. So it's not about individual doctors. It's about the model, the institution. The institution versus the individual. And the institution perpetuates itself with this idea of diagnosing. There's thousands of ways, or thousands of classifications, disease classifications, and each one requires its own specialist, it requires its own protocol, it requires its own drug regimen, none of which, by the way, can ever be cured. That's the definition of a chronic, long-term, progressive, degenerative disease. It can't be cured. So what do we need these people for? I call this phenomenon the diagnosis delusion, or diagnosticism. It's a type of religion. It's a religion of diagnostics. We deify our diagnosis. We make it like God. We give it power. We identify with it. We are a diabetic. I am a diabetic. I have depression. I have amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And not only is this not true, because the body is a verb and disease is diseasing, which is our reassurance that we can reverse this thing because it's a process. You can just halt the process and turn it around. The body can turn on a dime if we turn on a dime. So not only is it not true that by simply naming and applying labels, we will get better, but it's unnecessary to really get better. No one has amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, but rather they've got sclerosis or fibrosis or repair mechanism that is proceeding at an accelerated pace. That's what sclerosis is. That's what fibrosis is, which is behind it all. When I talk about connective tissue problems, I'm talking fibrosis and I'm talking sclerosis. All chronic degenerative diseases, fibrosis and sclerosis and hardening, secondary to repair, secondary to toxicity. All disease is cell disease. All cell disease is connective tissue disease, and it's manifested by sclerosis and fibrosis and blockages and inflammation and fluid accumulation, and it's true about all of them. No one has arthritis. Our cartilage is breaking down, and the body's repairing, is trying to repair it with fibers because we don't have enough nutrients for building cartilage, or we got too much crap coming in the body, and it's breaking down the cartilage. No one has Alzheimer's or dementia. It's amyloidosis. Alzheimer's is amyloidosis. Amyloidosis is a fundamental bodily breakdown that occurs everywhere in the body, not just in the brain. And the idiotic medical model that wants to vaccinate us, this is what they want to do for Alzheimer's. Have you ever wondered why there's nothing, Zippo, nada, anybody can do for dementia? It's because you can't shut down the fibrotic process. The body wants to repair. Alzheimer's is the quintessential example of amyloidosis or fibrosis. It's occurring in the brain, and that's it. So you got 12,000 plus different disease classifications, but when you strip them down, you unpack them, you take off the Latin decrees. You think your doctor speaks Latin, by the way, or Greek? You take off the Latin decree, you take off the Latin proclamation or diagnosis, what you end up is fibers and hardening and inflammation and accumulation of fluids, all as a protective repair mechanism following toxicity and deficiency, period. Capital P, period.
This is purely logical. And once we understand the nature and the relevance of the extracellular matrix and the connective tissue, which is the structure that's underlying everything, it's the structure that electrifies the cells, feeds the cells, oxygenates the cells, detoxifies the cells, and every organ, and every gland, and every tissue in the body, we will no longer be bamboozled by our beta blockers and lowering cholesterol, the ultimate stupid, idiotic medical protocol for dealing with heart disease, is shutting down the cholesterol manufacturing system in the body because there's too much cholesterol. We won't be fooled by it once we understand this fundamental nature of the connective tissue and the extracellular matrix that feeds and nourishes and electrifies everything in the body. So this delusion of diagnosis, this lie that says we can become better by naming our disease, by coming up with some kind of classification, is about drugs, it's about surgery, it's about radiation. This is the only thing a doctor has in his magic bag of tricks. Drugs, radiation, surgery, and perhaps you can throw in electrocution in there too. They can only kill things. That's all the medical model can do. Kill, remove, poison. Not good stuff. I mean, if you came from another planet and you came to Earth and you said, okay, we treat diseases by killing things. We treat diseases by removing things. We treat diseases by electrocuting things. We treat diseases by radiating things. They say, what is going on here? What kind of backwards, primitive, barbaric culture is this? They treat diseases by poisoning? They treat diseases by extracting and removing? This is how we treat illness? This is emblematic, symptomatic of the entire stupidity of the modern medical model. It doesn't do anything to help us, just hinders our attempts to, the body's attempts to repair and to fix and what really is the issue. And because we really don't know what hidradenitis suppurativa is, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or mitochondrial myopathic chronic progressive degenerative ophthalmoplegia, which is basically your eye is messed up, or macrocytic megaloblastic aplastic anemia, or whatever Latin gibberish they tell you you've got, we just follow along with the program because, of course, your doctor knows everything. After all, they know how to say big words and say them in Latin. And we know nothing. We're just average people. So we believe them. And we say, I have amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. I have multiple sclerosis. And we wear T-shirts and baseball hats that lock in our identification. And we spend billions and trillions of dollars looking for cures. The cure. Every day I get 3 or 4 emails about the cure for multiple sclerosis, the cure for cancer. There's no cures. There's no magic here, folks. This is science. This is logic. This is common sense. You got something going on in the body because the wrong stuff's getting in and the good stuff isn't. That's it. It doesn't get any simpler than that. Does that sound too simple? This is based on the idea of simplexity. And this is a physics concept that says underneath the most complex phenomena, you will find basic building blocks. You can come up with 100,000 words from 26 little letters. You can come up with Google and every intricate, complicated application or software you can name up from 0 and from 1. That's simplexity. And likewise with disease. Underneath 12,800 disease classifications, you'll find fibrosis and sclerosis and starvation and suffocation and toxification. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you're on hold, we'll get to you here in just a sec. And if you'd like to reach us, we've got lines open at 844-236-6010. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive pages at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites as well. And if you go to brightsidehealth.com, you can find some really cool health products that I personally selected as being effective and unique. including our bone broth protein and Pure Hemp Technologies CBD tincture. Got a few more products I'm adding on there, some coconut protein, some vegan protein, which should be up there, if not today, sometime this week. That's brightsidehealth.com. And, of course, you can head it over to truthtreatments.com if you want to look at our connective tissue building retinol 5% gel, Truth Serum, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, and Truth Serum. And that's what it's really all about, folks. When it comes to aging or anti-aging, when it comes to beauty, when it comes to health, it's all about building, regenerating, supporting the production of healthy connective tissue. Anything that supports the production of healthy connective tissue is going to be in your health and longevity interest and your beauty interest as well. And if you've got a skincare product, by the way, that's not addressing the connective tissue in a real fashion, not just pretend, not just we, you know, in the laboratory or in vitro, but in real life, and there's only a couple of ingredients, retinol and vitamin C, that will do that. If you're not using these two ingredients, retinol and fat-soluble vitamin C, you are missing the connective tissue building boat. And that is the absolute most important and fundamental phenomenon when it comes to anti-aging and longevity, as well as beauty when it comes to skin health. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Lucky us, from the journal Nature Communications, a new immunologic and endocrine syndrome. We got a new disease. You can add that to our 12,000-plus disease classifications. Now we have a new disease. This one is called armadillo syndrome because it was first found in armadillos. Actually, it's a progressive benign tumor of the outer layer of the adrenal glands. Technically, it's bilateral macronodular adrenal hyperplasia. That's the official name. Or you'll see a commercial now because they love acronyms. So you're going to see commercials for, do you have BMAH? Well, we've got a drug for you. BMAH is just the same crapola, different day. One of the ways the body breaks down is cells divide really rapidly. When cells divide really rapidly, you are always looking at an issue that involves insulin and involves typically involves insulin and the hormone estrogen. Estrogen metabolism is regulated by the digestive tract. Insulin, of course, is regulated by both digestion and blood sugar. And bingo, you got your 2 points on the triangle of disease. And given that we've got all kinds of stress issues in this country, doesn't it make sense that we would have a new issue with the adrenal glands, another health challenge that affects the adrenal glands? Can anybody out there say triangle of disease? Somebody should tell these folks in Nature Communications this is just another example of the primal nature of the triangle of disease, which in turn is related to cell disease, which in turn is related to toxicity and nutritional deficiency and suffocation, all disrupting the connective tissue. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let us go to Spencer in Toronto. Good morning, Spencer.
Hello, Ben.
How you doing, Spencer? Good morning.
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How can we help you?
Oh, I have a question about my brother's fiance. She has headaches every day, 24/7.
That's terrible.
And
migraines?
Yeah, and they often will become migraines, but I'm not sure. I don't think they're migraines all the time, but she does deal with headaches pretty much every day, all the time. And she also suffers from anxiety and panic attacks and sometimes depression.
Okay. Those are all secondary to the headaches, more than likely, and the headaches themselves are secondary to some kind of toxicity. A headache is caused by some kind of weird change in the blood vessels in the head. Headaches are vascular, and then that vascularity, that opening and closing of blood vessels, or typically what happens is the blood vessels open, and then that causes a rebound closing. First they open real wide, and then the body says, oh my God, we're opening too wide, let's close, and that's where you get that throbbing effect. But basically you're looking at issues with blood vessels opening and closing. These always, always, always follow some kind of attack. That attack can be from outside the body in the form of a food allergy, or it can be from inside the body in the form of broken down estrogen metabolism. Either, and because estrogen estrogen metabolism is regulated by the liver and bile and the intestine, again, you have a digestive health issue. So this whole idea of going back to the digestive system is not because I'm Mr. Food Guy. I'm not Gary Null. I'm not David Wolf. I eat crap. Okay, I'm not here to proselytize about vegetables, but I'm just saying, if you have some kind of symptoms of attack in the body, which is what headaches are, you've got to go back to food.
All right, now, more than likely, this is a woman that's got a history of food problems. Are you with me on this?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But I see what you're saying, yes.
She'll know she has a history of food problems. Now, if you can find problems with her menstrual cycle, like her headaches get worse when she has her period, or she has problem periods, or she misses periods, that will implicate estrogen, and then you want to start working with the estrogen system. I would be using progesterone cream or progesterone capsules. You get those from a doctor, or pregnenolone. Anytime you have an estrogen issue, think pregnenolone. It's not curative, but it helps balance things out. And I'll tell you some ways that you can really address the problem truly. But for now, if you have an estrogen issue, which she may, pregnenolone, 100 milligrams a day, or progesterone cream. Also, vitamin A and vitamin E, can help balance out estrogen. And using more fiber can also help the body clear out estrogen. Digestive enzymes can be helpful, especially if they have bile in them. Bile is a major route of elimination for excess estrogen. And, of course, if she has any kind of digestive health issue, eliminating problem foods is also going to be important. And then probiotics, which help the body process fats as well as estrogen and keep the intestine healthy, are also a must in addition to fermented foods. I would be using the nightly essence, and I would also be using eating sauerkraut, miso, tempeh, any kinds of fermented foods that you can think of. You can make your own. And then essential fatty acids, EFAs, are the quintessential molecules, nutritional molecules of inflammation. Any kind of inflammatory health issue should be a reason to make sure you're dosing yourself with your ultimate EFAs, 9 to 15 of them a day. So you're going to look at eliminating problem foods, working on the digestive system, and especially around fat metabolism, and then balancing out estrogen. Is that helpful, Spencer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, buddy. Have a good day. And I don't mean to marginalize the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. Get it on the Healthy Star Pack because you got to have all the basics. But everything I told you is more specific for headaches. All right,
okay.
Thanks for your call, buddy. Have a good day in Canada. Appreciate it. And let's go to Graziano in California. Good morning, Graziano.
Good morning. How's it going, Ben?
It's going good. What's up?
Hey, I have a quick question. So I have a friend who's, like, maybe she's, like, in her mid-40s, and she's got higher acid, which is gout. And so her doctor wants to put her on dialysis, so...
Wait, hang on. That's all she has is gout, and he wants to put on dialysis?
So she's got high uric acid.
So he's saying the kidneys aren't working, so he needs to put on... There must be more to that story.
That's the only thing I was told.
Okay, well, there must be more to the story, because there's got to be some kind of kidney problems. We're going to talk about gout and uric acid when we come back. But it's true that uric acid, there is a relationship between uric acid and the kidneys. The number one reason why uric acid goes up is because cells are dying and spewing out their uric acid. But hang on, we'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm going to go a little bit fast here. What happened to there's Graziano. Hey, Graziano, I don't mean to rush you, but I got a bunch of calls I want to get to. So for uric acid, the first thing you want to think about is inflammation and dead cells. What is underlying? What is causing the underlying problem? There will always be other health issues associated with uric acid. Nobody just has elevated uric acid. Now, the fact that he wants to put her on dialysis leads me to believe there's some kind of kidney dysfunction, which is not unusual because, as I say, the two reasons why uric acid levels go up are, number one, dying cells, and number two, sugar, especially fructose. So you want to look for underlying health issues and then address those. That'll take care of the dying cells spewing out their uric acid. And if you want a first place to start, obviously it's going to be the blood sugar system because of the relationship between uric acid and sugar. Uric acid elevation and gout have traditionally been known as the disease of kings. Have you ever heard that term, the disease of kings, Graziano? Graziano? Do we have Graziano? I don't know where Graziano went. Graziano, you there?
Still here. I'm here.
Have you heard the term the disease of kings?
I haven't. I thought AIDS was the disease of kings.
No, that's the disease. Well, never mind that. But the disease of kings.
It's okay. I've never heard of it.
Okay, the disease of kings. They used to call gout the disease of kings because people who ate lots of sugar and fatty foods get it. So in any case, you want to. It's also associated with diabetes, as is kidney problems. So low blood sugar reducing diet. Use the Sweeties from Youngevity, the Ultimate Niacin from Youngevity, the Ultimate Selenium from Youngevity, the Fucoid Z, more fiber with meals, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine throughout the day, and make sure anytime she wants to something sweet, or bread, or pasta, or rice, or potatoes, which we all crave and love if we're human, try to gear her or switch over into more protein, particularly bone broth protein, which you can find at BraysideHealth.com, and also more fats. The ketogenic diet will help her as well. Dialysis is miserable. Have her do a little bit of research or talk to folks who are dealing with dialysis. Anything you could do to avoid it is you want to do. And then if she's not, the kidneys are functional at 20%. So I don't know how bad her kidneys can be for dialysis. I don't know. That sounds like something's, you're missing a point there or a key part of the picture.
Yeah.
But in any case, blood sugar issues, that's the first thing to do. And then look also for digestive toxicity, why cells are exploding and spewing their uric acid contents into the blood.
Okay. Well, I'll ask her a little bit more, and I'll give you a call back another day. And then does NAC help too?
Of course, NAC helps everything. Always.
Okay.
It's not an essential nutrient, but it is an amazing detoxifying substance. It also has chelating properties that might help the uric acid. All right, my friend, good to talk to you, Graziano. Take care.
Okay, take care.
All right, let's go to David in Pennsylvania. Good morning, David.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I went in to see what I could do for like an upper respiratory infection or a sinus infection.
Are you sure it's an infection, like bacterial infection?
I had a lot of like dark brown phlegm coming up. Usually I'm coughing nonstop, and that's always coming up out of me.
We don't know if it's an infection. If it is an infection, technically an infection means there's bacteria that are growing where they shouldn't be growing, and that's an antibiotic issue. Right? If you have a bacterial infection, that's when you use an antibiotic to kill those bacteria. But you got to have a severe one because the body can resolve things if you're healthy. But if it's severe, you definitely, there's times you want an antibiotic. I know I rip on drugs all the time, and the overuse of antibiotics, excuse me, is certainly a problem. But if you have a severe infection, that's one approach that you want to take. However, if you don't know if it's an infection, it could be a bodily response. Mucus secretion in the respiratory tract is one of the ways the immune system shows up, and that means something is getting into the blood that shouldn't be into the blood. So if the way you can assess this is if your conditions flare or spike, they get worse. You know what I'm saying? If they're always steady, no matter what you're doing, you very likely could have some kind of bacteria in there. Typically, it will get progressively worse if you have a bacterial infection. But if it flares, look to something you're doing, especially food. Now, do you have any mucus secretion in your nose? Or are you tearing out of the eyes? Or are you puffy at all? Anywhere?
No, just a little bit out of the nose, but mainly coughing up and from my throat or...
Does it get worse? Does it flare up? Or is it always pretty steady?
Well, this has just been over the past couple of days. But it's pretty much been nonstop the past 3 days.
Then I'd be looking at an infection. If it was me, I would be getting an antibiotic. Make sure that you're using probiotics when you're done with your antibiotics and maybe a few hours after you take your antibiotic, you're eating fermented food and using probiotics. You always want probiotics with your antibiotics, but you don't want to take them together because the antibiotics will kill the probiotics. So you got to leave some space, a few hours between the dosing, maybe 4 or 5 hours between your dosing. If you don't have the space between dosing with your antibiotic and taking your probiotic, wait until you're done with your course of therapy because the antibiotic will kill the probiotic. But nonetheless, support intestinal health. After you take a round of antibiotics, it could be months before your gut bacteria are restored. So it's critical to focus on digestive health after a round of antibiotics.
Thank you, Ben.
Good to talk to you, David. Take care, man. Have a beautiful day. All right, let's go to Max in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Max. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, my friend Max from...
Yes.
I met you a couple weeks ago.
I met you at the meeting, yes.
Yes. What's going on, Max?
Today I called for my gum. I have a gum infection.
You've gum disease? Is it a disease?
It's swallowing and it's above my teeth on my gums.
Okay, the gums are receding. Max, hang on a second. The gums are receding?
It's kind of swallowing.
Okay, that's the connective tissue. The gums are made up of connective tissue. That's arthritis of the gums or just connective tissue deterioration that's occurring in the gums. But it could happen anywhere, probably is happening anywhere. So everything we talk about for building connective tissue, first of all, removing or eliminating sugar and any toxins, that's very important because sugar and toxicity from the digestive tract will inevitably get dumped into the connective tissue, and that will cause problems with connective tissue regeneration. So eliminating toxicity, including sugar, is important. Then using all of your connected tissue building strategies, bone broth protein, the Fucoid Z, gelatin, which we're going to be talking about here in a few days. Gelatin is phenomenal for helping build the connective tissue, as women have known for eons, for millennia, how important gelatin is for building connective tissue, whether it's in the face or the bones or the gums. Also, using nutrients that energize growth. We don't talk a lot about coenzyme Q10. That's a major, major energizing nutrient, and connective tissue cells need energy, like all cells. So using coenzyme Q10 can be helpful, as well as vitamin C. I'd be using high doses of vitamin C, which is the rate-limiting nutrient. Without vitamin C, you cannot make connective tissue, and many of us are vitamin C, not blatantly deficient, but we're certainly not getting enough vitamin C. So using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I will be throwing some extra vitamin C as well. In addition to the bone broth protein, you might want to take just make sure you're getting enough protein, particularly chicken protein and meat protein if you're eating animal foods. Meat protein contains a type of amino acid that's very important for building connective tissue. You can also, of course, use our bone broth protein to do that. And then slimy substances like the Fucoid Z and also aloe vera and noni can also help. Think building connective tissue. And I think you were telling me you also had cancer. Was that you, Max, that was talking about cancer earlier? Excuse me.
Yes.
It's the same idea. Cancer follows connective tissue deterioration. So all of this is telling me that you've got this breakdown in the connective tissue that you want to start to address.
I have diabetes too. That's
all part of the same picture. You know, work on the triangle of disease. Digestive system, make sure you're using nutrients to build connective tissue. Focus on eliminating or at least reducing blood sugar. And then calming the body down. Don't forget activating the healing system through parasympathetic nervous system, relaxation techniques, deep breathing, hot water, massage, Reiki. I know I say a lot. And that one of the reasons these parasympathetic techniques, these relaxation techniques work so well is because they help support the building of the connective tissue. The connective tissue is responsive to the thoughts we think, to the feelings we feel, not to mention, of course, the foods we eat and the nutrition we get or we don't get. Max, I'm going to let you go, brother. Good to talk to you. Have a beautiful day. Hope we helped. And let me, we're just out of time here. Let's go real quick to Gary in Minneapolis. Gary, what's going on, bro?
I'm looking for a game plan to get rid of these Lumina drops I'm taking every night. Put one drop in my left eye. The eye is 20/20 vision, thick cornea, totally healthy eye, but I had very high eye pressure, and the Lumina drops work.
Are you talking about Lumigen?
They got me down into what they call a safe range.
I think you're talking about Lumigen, right? Or Lumigen.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah,
and I have no effects from the drops, and my vision last check was still 20/20, but
I'm running out of time. Let me just tell you about glaucoma really quickly. Glaucoma is caused by the same thing that causes all health issues: inflammation, starvation, suffocation, and intoxication that affects the cells of the safety valve in the eye. The eye has a safety valve that drains out fluid. When that safety valve becomes inflamed, you end up with glaucoma. Treat it the same way you treat everything else. Use digestive support, blood sugar support, and the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. I'm just out of time, bro. I hope you call back tomorrow, and I'll help you more with glaucoma. I'm pharmacist. This is Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie, goblins in school, morality out of future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.